There's so many things that I want to get into in the episodes ahead, but I want to first thank you for joining me on New Ranch Radio. There's always so many things to talk about, and the one particular item comes about because of the debates that we had the other night with the Democratic presidential candidates. And I'm reminded often that one thing that we lack in our society today are really very good leadership, good leaders. We're having a drought. I want to share with you some of the sections from Paper 71 where it talks about the ideal statehood. And before I do, I want to just make this point. Look, folks, we have a revelation here. We have guidance from above. We have the unseen friends of our seraphic planetary government giving us guidance through this revelation that gives us a guide on how to achieve what we want to achieve, which is we want to achieve a society where people aren't starving, that there's liberty and there's a good balance of commerce, and people in general get along. And we progress in our knowledge and our wisdom and in our ability to function and interact between each other. I mean, that's the common goal. If we could find this perfect space where, you know, ideally everybody gets along and for the most part things go along, that's, I think, the goal that everybody has. So if the revelation does anything, it gives us a direction. It gives us a path. And it's very specific. And so, for example, I just want to read to you, in Paper 71, it talks about the great weakness in Roman civilization. Now, we've all had discussions about the Roman Empire, and there's been comparisons to our current age with the Western Empire or the Occidental Empire, which is the West, and the influence of the Europeans upon the West, what we call the Occidental West, and what the Urantia book refers to as the Occidental West. And so in referring to Rome, and why did Rome fall? Well, here's what they say. The great weakness in Roman civilization and a factor in the ultimate collapse of the empire was the supposed liberal and advanced provision for the emancipation of the boy at 21 and the unconditioned release of the girl so that she was at liberty to marry a man of her own choosing or to go abroad in the land to become immoral. The harm to society consisted not in these reforms themselves, but in rather in the sudden and extensive manner of their adoption. And then it says, the conclusion, the collapse of Rome indicates what may be expected when a state undergoes too rapid extension associated with internal degeneration. So, you know, I want to just take this moment and reflect upon our own experience. We just went through a period where family in the West, particularly in the United States, which is my own experience, where family life has really been disrupted by the liberation of the 60s. We have lessened our moral compass. We have lessened our moral standards to the degree that there's a lot more respect given to people's choices in their life for their sexual proclivities. There's no question about that. And it says here, it says the harm wasn't the liberty that was given to men at 21 and women at 21 so that she could go about, you know, to do whatever she wanted. It was in the sudden and extensive manner of the adoption. So that tells me that it really had a huge influence in a very short period of time. And then they go on to say the collapse of Rome indicates what may be expected, and I think they're talking to us about this, when a state undergoes too rapid extension associated with internal degeneration. So the degeneration part has to do with, I think, the breakdown of the family. So they're basically telling us, don't do this. So looking forward and getting this revelation that gives us a roadmap, and reflecting it in contrast to what we saw on display with the recent Democratic presidential debates, think about the fact that, You know, under the premise that the United States is the most powerful country in the world and the most influential country in the world, and that we are a democracy and that we do represent freedom, self-determination, liberty, democracy. And they write, and I want to contrast this with what we saw last night or what we saw in the debates and the views that each of the candidates had in their idea of what they wanted to do to help the United States. Let's contrast the ideas that we heard them talk about versus what the Arantxa book talks about in paper 71. Democracy, while an ideal, is a product of civilization, not of evolution. So what that means is that it is something that we've created. It is not naturally something that is adopted as a standard. That's what I think they mean. Go slowly, it says. Select carefully. For the dangers of democracy are, number one, glorification of mediocrity, choice of base and ignorant rulers, failure to recognize the basic facts of social evolution, dangers of universal suffrage in the hands of uneducated and indolent majorities, and slavery to public opinion. The majority is not always right. Now, they go on to say that there are 10 steps or stages to the evolution of a practical and efficient form of representative government. And these are the things that we are being given by our unseen friends and saying, these are the 10 stages that you have to go through. And I'm encouraged by this because we've achieved some of them. So number one, freedom of the person, slavery, serfdom, and all forms of human bondage must disappear. Number two, freedom of the mind. Unless a free people are educated, taught to think intelligently, and plan wisely, freedom usually does more harm than good. Number three, the reign of law. Number four, freedom of speech. Number five, security of property. Number six, the right of petition. Number seven, the right to rule. Number eight, universal suffrage. Number nine, control of public servants. No civil government will be serviceable and effective unless the citizenry possess and use wise techniques of guiding and controlling officeholders and public servants. And lastly, intelligent and trained representation. The survival of democracy is dependent on successful representative government, and that is the condition upon the practice of electing to public offices only those individuals who are technically trained, intellectually competent, socially loyal, and morally fit. And so that's a basic presentation overall of the ideals of statehood in contrast to what we're trying to achieve in the country today, in our politics, really, today, and how much they're guided. And in this case, being given a clear path as to what we should be trying to achieve. And it sounds like we're on the right track. Your thoughts are, of course, always welcome here on your Arantxa Radio, and we're always glad to have you stop in. We'll probably break away from some politics from here on out. I want to cover some real fascinating aspects that we find in the Revelation, and I think you'll find them fascinating as well. There's some great new discoveries coming out that I want to address, having to do with race and culture, archaeology, some new cosmology that's coming out. A great thing that I saw on Facebook not too long ago about an unusual sphere that was discovered that sounds a lot like what an architectural sphere would be. And for those of us familiar with the Arantxa book, we know what an architectural sphere is. So we'll talk about that and so many cool things coming up. Once again, thanking you for dropping by here on your Arantxa Radio, the podcast. See you next time.
This is the CNN New York Times Democratic presidential debate.
Sometimes there are issues that are bigger than politics, and I think that's the case with this impeachment inquiry.
In my judgment, Trump is the most corrupt president in the history of this country.
If it's not okay for a president's family to be involved in foreign businesses, why was it okay for your son when you were vice president?
Look, my son did nothing wrong. You have not specified how you're going to pay for the most expensive plan, Medicare for All.
Costs will go up for the wealthy. They will go up for big corporations and for middle class families.
Senator Warren is more focused on being punitive.
I'm really shocked at the notion that anyone thinks I'm punitive.
Women are the majority of the population in this country. People need to keep their hands off of women's bodies and let women make the decisions about their own lives.
Thank you, Senator.
And let's talk about that.